The confrontation between Julius Caesar and Pompey culminated in the summer of 48 BC at the Battle of Pharsalus in central Greece. Caesar's forces, although heavily outnumbered by Pompey's larger army, were highly disciplined and battle-hardened. Pompey, on the other hand, commanded an army that included many recent recruits from the eastern provinces, as well as Roman veterans. Confident in his superior numbers, Pompey sought to wear Caesar down through attrition, believing that time was on his side. However, Caesar's strategy was far more aggressive. On the plains of Pharsalus, Caesar employed his tactical brilliance. He used a smaller, hidden force to outflank Pompey's cavalry, which was the linchpin of Pompey's plan. This unexpected maneuver shattered Pompey's cavalry and left his infantry exposed. Caesar's legions seized the opportunity and decisively defeated Pompey's forces. The battle ended in a complete rout, with thousands of Pompey's soldiers captured or killed. Pompey himself fled the battlefield, realizing his bid to protect the Republic had failed. Pharsalus was more than a military victory for Caesar. It was a political turning point. With Pompey on the run, Caesar's path to dominance seemed assured. However, Pompey's fate was sealed not by Caesar, but by the Egyptians. After fleeing to Egypt, Pompey sought refuge, but was betrayed and assassinated by agents of Ptolemy XIII, who hoped to gain favor with Caesar by presenting him with Pompey's severed head. Instead of rewarding Ptolemy, Caesar expressed outrage at the murder of his former ally and rival, recognizing that Pompey's death had denied him the opportunity for a more honorable conclusion to their conflict. Caesar's arrival in Egypt in 48 BC drew him into the midst of a dynastic struggle between Ptolemy XIII and his sister Cleopatra. What began as a diplomatic visit quickly escalated into the Alexandrian War as Caesar backed Cleopatra's claim to the throne. Ptolemy's forces, seeing Caesar's intervention as a direct threat, laid siege to Caesar and his small army in Alexandria. The conflict was intense, but Caesar's tactical brilliance, combined with reinforcements from neighboring provinces, eventually broke the siege. In the aftermath, Cleopatra was restored to power as Egypt's ruler and would go on to become Caesar's ally and lover. With Egypt now firmly under his influence, Caesar secured an important ally in the eastern Mediterranean. The Alexandrian War not only solidified Caesar's dominance, but also demonstrated his ability to manipulate foreign conflicts to his advantage, further consolidating his control over Rome's expansive territories.